This is the OAU. I'm Marissa Belgian. India's drug regulator said on Sunday it has given final emergency use approval for two coronavirus vaccines, one developed by AstraZeneca and the other by local company Bharat Biotech. The decision clears the way for one of the world's biggest vaccination drives. India is the world's second most populous nation with 1.3 billion people. It has confirmed more than 10.3 million COVID-19 cases, second only to the United States. In the United States, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Saturday said the country has administered more than 4.2 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccines nationwide and had distributed more than 13 million doses. The United States continues to lead the world with more than 20 million infections, about one-fourth of the 84.5 million COVID-19 cases globally, according to Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center. The center also reported a total of more than 350,000 U.S. deaths from COVID-19 since the pandemic began. In Russia, the health minister said more than 800,000 people have received the domestically produced Sputnik V vaccine and that 1.5 million doses have been distributed throughout the country of 147 million. The Kremlin is pinning its hopes on mass vaccinations, not nationwide restrictions, to stop the spread of the virus and save its struggling economy from the hit of another lockdown. Meanwhile, officials in Brazil, home to the world's third highest number of cases, recently told the Associated Press the nation is at least 3 weeks away from launching any formal immunization campaign. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. A growing number of Republican lawmakers have joined President Donald Trump's extraordinary effort to overturn the U.S. presidential election. They've pledged to reject the results when Congress meets next week to count the Electoral College votes and certify President-elect Joe Biden's win. On Saturday, Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas announced a coalition of 11 senators who will vote against certain state electors unless Congress appoints an electoral commission to immediately conduct an audit of the election results. Earlier, a Republican senator, Josh Hawley of Missouri, said he would object to the vote tallies. Both senators acknowledge they're unlikely to change the results of the election, which state and federal officials say ran smoothly. Biden is set to be inaugurated January 20th. Puerto Rico's new governor, Pedro Pierluisi, was sworn in as head of the U.S. territory on Saturday. This caps a chaotic four-year period in which the territory had three governors, including Pierluisi himself. Governor Ricardo Rossello stepped down last year in response to a scandal and widespread calls for him to leave office. Pierluisi, a Democrat who served as Puerto Rico's representative in Congress for 8 years, has vowed to achieve statehood for the U.S. territory and to fight against poverty, corruption, and COVID-19. He's also promised to prioritize education, lift the government out of bankruptcy, and alleviate the territory's economic crisis. Rescue workers in Norway have uncovered a fifth body 4 days after a landslide buried homes near the capital. Police made that statement on Sunday as the search goes on for five more people who are still missing. The tragedy occurred in the early hours of Wednesday. Houses were destroyed and shifted hundreds of meters under a torrent of mud at the village of Ask, 25 kilometers northeast of Oslo. The landslide is the worst in modern Norwegian history. Two French soldiers were killed Saturday when their vehicle hit an improvised explosive device in northeastern Mali just days after three others died in similar fashion. The office of French President Emmanuel Macron announced on Saturday he learned with great sadness of the deaths. One of the soldiers was the first female soldier sent to the region since the French operation began in 2013. You can follow this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We also have an app that you can download to your mobile device. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, and from Washington, this is VOA News.